We are back, Getaway Friday, January the 31st, 2020. Last day of January. It just seems like Christmas and New Year's were yesterday. And here we are, heading into the month of February, or as some people say, February tomorrow. Now, it is February. Jeff Ruth is sitting live in studio with us all day today, except for the 11 o'clock hour. Just hold the line. We'll be with you momentarily. But February or February?
That's a tough one. I would say February is what I say, but I can certainly make a case for either or.
Now, but is February just the wrong pronunciation, but we say it, so many people say it that way
Yeah, I think so.
Like aunt versus aunt.
Yeah.
Yeah, same type of thing. Go ahead, caller.
Okay, the Bond movie, is that Evolution?
It is not Evolution.
Oh, it's not?
Not, but I... Oh. I thank you for trying. Thank you.
Okay, thanks.
Goodbye. I don't even ever remember a Bond movie named Evolution.
I don't either. If you're just tuning in, what we're doing here this morning, famous movie quotes, you got to tell us the movie. Now, what will happen, we're going to have a drawing at 12:15, 12:30 today. Jeff's going to make the drawing with Charlie and I during that particular hour. And what you'll get is two value meals to Panda Express. Now, you can pick those up today by 1 o'clock, but if you can't get here by 1, that's fine. They'll still be here next week. And we're waiving the 30-day policy today, so if you've won in the last 30 days, doesn't matter. You can still get into the drawing today. And you can enter as many times as you like. So keep on calling in. Now, the quotes right now we have on the table. Bond, James Bond. What movie is that from? And we'll add some now. I'll have what she's having. What movie is that from? You're going to need a bigger boat. What movie is that from? And I'll be back. Now we got four on the table. I'll be back. You're going to need a bigger boat. I'll have what she's having. And Bond, James Bond. Give me the movie title, and we will get you in the drawing. 740-383-9944, and you can go over to Panda Express tonight and have a panda.
All right.
Charlie's been. I have not been.
I have not been.
He can talk about their food today when he's on, but I have no idea because I have not been. I sat in the line one night, and after 15 minutes, I said, I can't take it anymore.
Oh, okay.
I got to get out of here. Go ahead, caller.
When Harry Met Sally.
That is When Harry Met Sally. You've got it.
And the bigger boat would be Jaws.
You've got it, Mary. You're on it this morning. Now, have you been to Panda Express?
Yes.
Now, how is it?
Yeah, it wasn't bad. I still like the House of Hunan better, but for something that was quick, easy, wasn't bad.
Now, if I'm going to Panda Express, what do I want to order?
I had their orange chicken with the fried rice and an egg roll, and my husband had shrimp something or other.
Now, I've had orange chicken at a couple places. Is House of Hunan the one behind the mall?
Yes.
Okay. Now, when I order orange chicken there, they put the orange glaze on it.
It's the same with the Panda Express.
Oh, good. Because I've ordered orange chicken at other places, and it's not the glaze.
Now, theirs is a little spicy.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So better take some Rolaids over there?
And they don't carry any sauces, like soy sauce or hot mustard, which I thought was a little weird.
Jeff, what do you order when you go Chinese?
Mugu Gai Pan is probably my go-to at House of Hunan. But I like any of the, the sweet and sour pork or shrimp or chicken. I like that too.
Did you see that on the menu over there at Panda, Mary? Mugu Gai Pan?
I I don't remember. I'm sorry.
No.
Before we went, I looked up online to see what their menu was about, and the orange chicken caught my eye. And supposedly that's kind of what they're known for.
Oh, okay. So, but no sauces.
No, yeah, which I thought was weird. No salt, pepper, no soy sauce, no, it was just kind of strange, but...
That's interesting. Well, hey.
And I wanted to tell you, with Joe Pesci...
Yes.
They called him out of retirement to do the movie The Irishman.
Oh, is that a new film? Has it been out?
It's nominated for Best Picture.
I live on
Netflix.
A different planet.
It's kind of about... Robert De Niro's in there. But it's kind of about Jimmy Hoffa. And it's almost a... 4-hour movie.
Ooh.
But it was very interesting.
Interesting. So he is back.
Called The Irishman.
But he had been in retirement.
Okay.
Oh, that's interesting
to
know.
The little documentary after the movie was over, that's when we found out that they basically called him out of retirement in order to have a part in this movie.
Perfect. Well, hey, thanks, Mary.
Sure.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, the Irishman has been nominated for Best Picture as well.
Where do you see this? I must live in a cave. I disconnected my cable.
Okay.
So now if it's not on YouTube, I don't see it.
You know, and I don't watch very many movies. I know when they announced a couple weeks ago the movies for Best Picture, I remember that was one that was nominated.
I wanted to talk, I want to let people know, of course, Charlie Evers is coming up from 10 until noon today, and he'll be doing the same type of thing. I doubt he'll do movie quotes, but he'll have his own version of trivia. Same thing with the Panda Express, and Jeff will be on with Charlie for his first hour. Take that powder.
Yeah, we'll see.
See, you're liking it now. You want to stick around, right, for the whole day today. Do broadcasters ever retire? Charlie's a living example of this.
No.
It's fun to get back behind it.
Sure, yeah, it is.
It's a good time. And was anybody ever any better? Because I've worked with him and you worked with him. Was anybody ever better at doing what we're doing now, just talking to people, than Charlie?
Yeah.
He's the best.
Mm-hmm,
the absolute best. And thank God he's still around to do it. Go ahead, caller.
Okay, I'm going to try the Bond one again.
Go ahead.
Okay, is it Zeno, what's your name?
No, what was Zeno, what was that?
Z-I-N-N-O, what's your name?
No, that's not it. No, but is that it? Jeff, have you ever heard?
Yep, never heard of that
no,
one.
No, it's a good guess.
Okay, then.
Thank
Goodbye.
You. Bye-bye. You know, people hate that I say good guess. I've gotten emails that say don't say
that
good
guess.
That
was a horrible guess.
I'm sorry, ma'am. That was a horrible guess. I didn't. Zeno, what's your name? No, that is not it.
Yeah, I don't picture James Bond in a movie called Zeno, what's your name?
Oh, man. The quotes, Bond, James Bond. I think, did Mary help us with the other ones? Oh, no, I'll be back. We've still got I'll be back. What movie did I'll Be Back come from? Bond, James Bond. See, I knew that would be a tough one. You think it's an easy one, but it's not an easy one.
I had a couple in mind. So, and my original one was Thunderball, but you said it wasn't Thunderball.
It was not Thunderball.
So my second guess then was I got it.
You did.
Second guess.
You did during the break. I'll add a couple more here since Mary got a few here. I'll be back, Bond, James Bond, and we'll do that right after this. So stick with us here. Go ahead, caller.
Let's try the Bond one again.
Go ahead.
Dr. No.
You got it.
Okay, very good, yes.
Now, what was Dr. No about? I've never seen it.
I've never seen any of his movies.
That was an underwater, I think it was like primarily like in the Bahamas or something, where they had a bunch of scuba divers that have the spears, and there's a big scene underwater where they're you know, have spears and they're killing people, and it was kind of like a buried treasure in the Bahamas that they were after. So I do remember that movie.
Interesting. Hey, you're in the drawing. Thanks for calling.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye. Dr. No was Bond, James Bond. Now, I'm sure that's been said in other Bond movies, hasn't it?
Mm-hmm. It has been.
But that was the original.
Yeah.
So the ones on the table now, I'll Be Back, and now we need to add some more because that's really the only one we have.
I'll Be Back. What movie did that come from? Now here, this is your field, the sports field. Today, I consider myself the luckiest man on the face of the earth. What movie's that from? If you build it, he will come. If you build it, he will come. What movie's that from? And, oh boy, somebody knows something already before we even get through it. But that's good. Go ahead, caller.
Audrey Locke, was that Terminator?
That was Terminator, and it was the original Terminator. Now,
yes, it was.
Yeah, you don't have to give me this to win, but do you know when Terminator came out? I was kind of surprised by this. What year range?
No, I have no idea, to be honest. I've seen it, but
84. 1984.
Wow.
Isn't that
wow,
something?
That's old.
It's older than I thought it was.
Yeah.
Did you want to be in the drawing today, sir?
Sure.
All right.
Why else would he call?
Well, that's right. Just say hello, Jeff. Just say hello to us here this morning. Hey.
Yeah, good morning, Jeff.
Good morning.
Good morning, Scott.
Good morning. How's your morning going?
Oh, it's good. I'm on my break.
Oh, well. Hey, I'm glad. How's work today?
Oh, it's going good. We're down a man. He took a day off, but busy.
Oh, good. Now, do you have the weekend off?
No, I work about every Saturday.
Oh. So this isn't really the end of the week for you, but you're close. This is like your Thursday.
I always say there's no such thing as Friday when you work here.
What's the name?
Grover.
We've got you, Grover. You are in.
All right, guys. Have a good day.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Bye.
See, I think that's really high praise when people pull you out on their break. Because a lot of people who go to break just want silence and peace. So I like that we're on with somebody during their break. That's the way to be. But that is, right, Terminator. I'll Be Back. 1984. Arnold Schwarzenegger, who became the governor of California. How about that? Today I consider myself the luckiest man on the face of the earth. What movie's that? If you build it, he will come. What movie there? And We Rob Banks. What movie is that? Those are the three. 7-4.
That's not a sports movie.
No, the third one's not.
Okay.
The two in the middle are.
Rob
Banks.
Don't know that one.
We have We Rob Banks. If you build it, he will come. And today I consider myself the luckiest man on the face of the earth. Who was he?
Lou Gehrig.
Was it?
Yes.
Are you sure?
Mm-hmm.
We'll talk about that in a second. I don't know. Go ahead, caller.
Scott, was it Pride of the Yankees for I Consider Myself the Luckiest Man on the Face of the Earth?
It was. And now that was Lou Gehrig, right?
Yeah.
But the other quote's not about Lou Gehrig, is it?
That I know for sure, but I know that one was.
Yeah, Lou Gehrig said that when he was dying, and they had like a Lou Gehrig Day at Yankee Stadium, and that's when he got up. Yeah, and that's when he got up and said that he considered himself.
I know it's on film, I think, isn't it?
Mm-hmm, it is.
But now that movie, Pride of the Yankees, I mean, that's not Lou Gehrig. There's an actor portraying Lou Gehrig.
Yeah, I believe that. Isn't that Gary Cooper?
I think it might have been, because Pride of the Yankees was 1943, so it would have been an older actor for sure.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's Gary Cooper.
Well, hey, we've got you in again. Will you be on a break today during the 12 o'clock hour when we make this drawing?
I go to break from 12 to 1.
Hey, perfect. You'll hear who the winner is.
12 to 12:30. I apologize.
Well, that's during that period.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you.
I'll be listening. Thank you.
All right.
You. Bye-bye.
Pride. Now, I've never seen that, but to me that sounds like a good movie about Lou Gehrig. Who came down with, what was the disease?
Well,
it's Lou Gehrig's disease now.
And it's ALS.
ALS.
But yeah, I can't think of the full term. But yeah, and of course, ALS or Lou Gehrig's disease.
Absolutely. Whoop. Go ahead, caller.
I got another one.
Go ahead.
Okay, We Rob Banks, Bonnie and Clyde.
Bonnie and Clyde.
Okay, that would make sense.
Academy Award winning movie from Warren Beatty. And who was Bonnie?
What's her name? The blonde.
Faye Dunaway.
Faye Dunaway, yeah.
Was it Faye Dunaway?
I think it was Faye Dunaway.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Dunaway. All right.
Yeah.
Hey, thank you.
Goodbye.
Phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. The only thing I know about Faye Dunaway is Betty Davis was on a talk show, like at the end of her life, and she had done a movie with Faye Dunaway, and there was all this like scuttlebutt that they didn't like each other. So they asked her on the talk show, they said, you know, we hear there's all this trouble between you and Faye Dunaway. Is that true, Betty? And Betty said, well, No, it's just that normally I like to work with professionals. And I thought, oh, okay. You talk about giving the kind of backhanded swipe to Hope Faye Dunaway there. But Bonnie and Clyde, now there's a movie they don't replay a whole lot. Do they?
I haven't seen that movie in a long time, no.
Shocking yesterday with somebody, they don't replay Three Amigos either.
I thought that was on not too long ago.
Really?
Yeah.
I haven't seen that in a long time.
Not too long ago.
We still have one on the table here right now, and then we'll add some more. It's one left on this page. If you build it, he will come. But they're not talking about Lou Gehrig. He is not Lou Gehrig, is it?
Oh, no.
No, that's what I was at. Who's he in that quote?
Oh, okay.
I don't know who that is. I thought the quote was, if you build it, they will come.
Mm-hmm.
But apparently it's not. So who's he?
I don't know.
Well, maybe
because I was thinking it was they also.
Well, maybe somebody who calls in will know
okay. Who
he is. But what movie is that from? If you build it, he will come. 740-383-9944. Here's an interesting study out. If you have an early failure in your life, you're more likely to succeed. Do you believe that?
See, if you have an early failure in life,
you will be more likely to succeed in life.
That would depend on the person, I think. I'm sure you can cite plenty of examples both ways.
So you think that an early failure might wreck you for life?
Yeah, I can see how that would happen. But I could also see if you have an early failure, you would try that much harder to see that it doesn't happen again.
This feels like Tradio this morning. This is pretty good. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, Scott, that's Field of Dreams with Kevin Costner.
That is? Talking
about his dad.
Oh, he's talking about... So what does that quote essentially mean?
He was having relationship difficulties with his dad, if I remember. And they both play baseball. It's been years since I've seen that movie. So he lived out... in Kansas, if I'm not mistaken,
it was appearing,
if you build it, they will come. Yeah, it was a baseball field.
Yeah, it was actually in Iowa. And I kind of remember that where, you know, he's, you know, throwing the baseball back and forth with his dad. So, yeah, that would make sense. It would be, he would be his dad.
Perfect.
You know, I took a vacation out west and saw that field, and this was actually early 90s, and the people that own that baseball field, from right about the pitcher's mound to third base, was the neighbor's field. So there was actually two different places where you could buy souvenirs because they were haggling on who had the rights to show you know, the field where this was made and make money off of it. It's kind of comical.
Oh, that's very interesting. We want to get you in the drawing today. Who do we have here?
No, Scott.
No?
I don't want to draw.
No drawing?
It's what? Brenda. No drawing.
Wait,
it's 1 o'clock.
Keep on,
it was.
Well, keep on playing along.
Thanks, Scott. Have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye. See, they don't all want to be in the drawing. Jeff, you scolded me a few minutes ago. I think we've done them all. We'll have to add some more here in a second. But before we do that, I was going to bring... Well, maybe we'll have something else coming here. Didn't I do them all? I thought I did them all. Go ahead, caller.
This guy on that movie, Field of Dreams.
Yeah?
Actually, I heard something on SportsCenter a while back ago. They're doing something. I believe next year or the year after, they're going to play a couple Major League Baseball games in that field.
That's right. I think it's the Yankees and the White Sox.
Oh, wow. That's going to be exciting. That'll draw the audience.
I know the Yankees are one of the teams. I think it was either the Cubs or the White Sox. I did remember hearing something like that.
Wow, I sure hope it's the Cubs because Cubs rock.
Wouldn't that be something?
Oh, my God, yeah.
Oh, I love it. Hey, thank you.
I've been a Cub fan since 82.
So. Oh, so like me, you waited a long time for something to happen.
Oh, yeah. Me and Terry Taggart went to school. It was the Reds and Cubs, but to me it was the Cubs. And they had Andre Dawson and all of them good players.
Oh, yeah, they did. Andre Dawson and Sean Dunston.
I go back earlier than that. I go back to Ernie Banks.
Oh, wow.
Mr. Cub.
Wow.
Mr. Cub and Ron Santo and Randy Hundley. I go back even before that.
Wow.
Great lineage.
One of my favorite players, actually. I didn't get to watch him play in a Cub, but I always liked Dave Kingman.
Oh, you know,
he traveled around the teams, but
well, there was in the 80s. It seemed to me when the Cubs went up on WGN and everybody could watch them. Yeah, mm-hmm. I could recite to you the lineup. It was Mark Grace at first, Ryan Sandberg at second, Andre Dawson at third, Dunston was the shortstop, Sutcliffe was the pitcher, and
right.
Andre Dawson was in right field. He wasn't second base. Who was?
No, he was in outfield.
Third base was Vance Law. And Andre Dawson was in the outfield.
Vance Law.
He played for the White Sox. He played for a little bit of everybody.
Now, do you remember the coach? I love the coach. He's dead now. But he went
Jim
on.
Fry?
Who's that?
Was it Jim Fry or Dallas Green?
I think they were the general managers, but the coach went on to have great success with the Yankees, not as a head coach.
Am I thinking of Popeye?
You got it, Popeye.
Don
Zimmer.
Oh, yeah, Leon Durham, Keith Moreland, there were some good ones. Mel Hall.
Can you imagine the amount of alcohol the Cubs went through between Harry Carey and Don Zimmer after the game?
Right. you remember Mel Hall? He played, I believe, center field for him.
He wasn't there a whole long time, was he?
No, him and Joe Carter were traded for Rick Sutcliffe.
That was a good trade to make.
To the Cleveland, but that guy, I was reading something to him a while back ago. He is in prison for the rest of his life for rape. I'm like, wow.
Oh.
I couldn't believe that.
Well, that's kind of a steep fall, I guess, for a Cubby.
Yeah, you're not a kidding. But anyway, Cubs, I've always been a Cub fan.
So
missed a lot of school for the 1 and 2 o'clock starts.
Those old day games. Hey, well, thanks for calling.
Have a good day, guys.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Yeah, when the Cubs and the Atlanta Braves went up on WTBS, TBS?
Yeah. Braves were on TBS and the Cubs were on GN.
And people around the country became either Atlanta fans or Cub fans.
And in the summer, you could really, when cable first started, you could go like from house to house and you'd hear the Cub games on the afternoon because there were no baseball games in the afternoon, but the Cubs were on. And there were people all over the country who became Cub fans because it was not a local station.
Sure.
It was a national station after that. All right, let's get some more quotes in here. This is an odd one, and to be honest, I've never even seen this movie. But the quote is just one word, plastics. Do you know that?
I know that.
I know you know that from a conversation earlier. But it's plastics. That's the quote. I'll give you a couple more. We'll always have Paris. That's a famous quote. We'll always have Paris. What movie is that from? Now, here is a fairly new movie, I guess, kind of. I See Dead People. That's not an oldie. And I'll give you one more. Stella, Hey Stella. What movie did that come from? Stella, Hey Stella.
That was a Seinfeld episode.
That was. Who said that?
Julia Louis-Dreyfus.
Because she was on The Painkillers. I remember
They were in Florida.
That's right. That's right.
That was a classic Seinfeld episode.
Great actress. Go ahead, caller.
It's The Graduate with plastics.
Now, why is somebody saying plastics in that movie?
He graduated, and he was, like, pulled aside, and everybody, all these older people were giving him advice on what to do with his life.
He had just graduated from college.
Yeah.
And it was a friend of a friend that was, you know, trying to get him a job. And
plastics. There well, you're in again. Thank you.
I'm a movie watcher.
I like it. Thank you.
Thanks.
So we've got We'll Always Have Paris, I See Dead People, and Stella. Hey, Stella. This may be a thing people don't know about you. I knew it from the time we worked together. You love Seinfeld.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. What was it about Seinfeld?
There's something about we just love Thursday nights at 9 o'clock. I love Seinfeld. And I continue to watch Seinfeld on reruns.
It's interesting, being in radio for a while, and you being certainly 40 years, now we get Facebook messages. I always leave it up now to see what people are paying attention to out there, and somebody did get the Field of Dreams, and said they didn't have to Google to get the Field of Dreams question. That's a really, really good classic movie.
So, but again, that was a long time ago.
80s?
Yeah, maybe late 80s, somewhere around in there,
Is that a long time ago now, the late 80s?
It is.
Oh, no.
It is.
That's not good. Okay, We'll Always Have Paris, I See Dead People and Stella, Hey Stella. What movies are those from? 740-383-9944.
Well, you must watch Seinfeld if you remember that episode.
Oh, I do. I think Seinfeld is a great, great series. But I would say, now, what, being an aficionado, what's your favorite episode?
There's two. Well, there's my two favorite, The Marble Rye.
That's funny.
And then when they all go to the Hamptons.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
And George goes to get the tomatoes, and Jane stands up to go into the pool.
And we all know where that went in that particular episode. Go ahead, caller.
Okay, I See Dead People is the Sixth Sense.
The Sixth Sense, absolutely. Haley Joel Osment. Now, why that name sticks with me, I have no idea, but that was the kid in The Sixth Sense. Haley Joel Osment, you have got it right. You are... Okay. Have you been to Panda Express?
No, I haven't, but I got their menu. And it has a lot of onion and garlic, and my son can't have that, so...
Oh, okay. Well, hopefully...
Stuff, so.
We'll see how it goes today. Thanks.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye.
And another Seinfeld episode was The Low Talker. If you remember that one.
I do remember that one. The Low Talker. I was thinking, I do like the one, and I can't remember the premise, but the ending was Kramer, the golf ball, the marine biologist.
Yeah.
I think
was it a Titleist?
Was it a Titleist?
Yeah.
That hilarious episode. And I also like the one where Jerry sets the Pez dispenser on Elaine's leg during, and she can't stop laughing.
Yeah, it's an opera, a woman singing opera, and Julia keeps laughing. Yeah,
hilarious stuff. Go ahead, caller.
No soup for you.
Yeah. Oh, there's a classic one.
Uh-huh.
Absolutely, the soup Nazi.
Stella, Streetcar Named Desire.
Streetcar Named Desire, Stanley Kowalski. Absolutely. Would you like to be in the drawing today?
Are you giving away food?
We're giving away food. Panda Express, a couple...
He must have just tuned in.
Yeah, a couple tickets to Panda Express.
Couple tickets?
Couple junior meals.
Junior meals. So if you combine them all, it makes...
You can have a big meal.
No, Panda Express is just unbelievable. It's quite good.
We'll throw you in the drawing.
That sounds good to me.
You're in. Thank you.
Thanks. Bye.
Bye-bye. Absolutely. How did we forget the soup Nazi?
Yeah.
That's probably the most famous, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, I would say so. Now, did you like the ending, the last shows?
You know, people make such fun of that, but I thought it was okay.
I liked it.
Yeah, I thought it was
because
okay.
Because they brought so many of the characters from all the years, and maybe the last 5 minutes just... where it was kind of up in the air. But again, it was a show about nothing. But I liked how they brought all the characters together.
Well, I thought a lot of the episodes they did early on when Jerry and George were working on the show for NBC, I thought those were funny episodes because it was the show. You know, you were essentially watching what was happening on the show with the show.
Mm-hmm.
So I Seinfeld was a very unique show, but I think it's become a niche show as time goes on.
Oh, it has, yeah.
So but it's still out there quite a bit. Only certain shows hold up like that. Okay, we've got the Streetcar Named... Have you ever watched Streetcar Named Desire?
Don't think I have.
1952. I don't remember ever seeing it all the way through. We have one, I guess, left here at this point. We'll Always Have Paris. What is that from? We'll Always Have Paris. I'll throw in a few more here. Well, Nobody's Perfect. What movie is that from? Well, Nobody's Perfect. It's Alive, It's Alive. Here's an easy one. Houston, We Have a Problem. That's a big-time quote. 740-383-9944. So, an early failure, did we decide you're more likely to be successful or less likely, or is it just dependent on the person?
I think it's dependent on the person, yeah.
I think if you have a failure early, maybe that does give you a greater drive to succeed when you try again.
And this wasn't a failure, but when I got out of college, I really wanted to get into radio or television because I had done some of that at Bowling Green. And I sold life insurance for a while. I stocked grocery store shelves. I had four or five different jobs, and it wasn't really at all what I wanted. That wasn't really a failure, but I felt like at the time I was failing because I wasn't doing what I wanted to do.
Well, I posted this on Facebook last night, oddly enough, that if you get up this morning and you ask yourself, if this were my last day, is this the job I'd want to be doing? And the answer is no, then find out how to do that job. Because life is short. You've got to do what you want to do.
Yeah.
Go ahead, caller.
You said nobody's perfect. Can I give a hint out there? Maybe you'll get somebody to call in.
That's one of my favorite movies, by the way. I have seen that one.
Tony Curtis.
Yes.
And Jack Lemmon.
Jack Lemmon. And the female lead.
Well, yeah. And it was directed by Billy Wilder.
Absolutely.
And if you don't like it cold, etc. So somebody call in and win something.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Yep.
You know, I interviewed Tony Curtis back when I was at MRN, and he was a funny man because he told me a story off the air, obviously for a reason, and I can't tell the story on the air for that reason, but it's about that movie. It's about that movie and the female lead in that movie, but it's a funny story. It sticks with me all these years later. Go ahead, caller.
Well, we always had Paris as Casablanca.
That is Casablanca, Casablanca, whatever it is. Would you like to be in the drawing today?
Sure.
What's the name?
Roger.
Roger. Roger, you are in, and 12:15, 12:30, we'll do the drawing.
All right, thank you.
Thank you.
I never saw Casablanca.
Neither have I. That's one of those ones that you hear about it all the time, and you know the quotes, but aside from that, I don't know. Well, nobody's perfect. It's alive in Houston. We have a problem. 740-383-9944. Jeff Ruth in the studio today. Here's another one. If you're an optimist, you're more likely to live past 85. Do you think that's right? Can pessimists live to be old? I guess is the flip side of that question.
I never really would have given it an age necessarily, but certainly I think if you're an optimist that you're going to live longer generally than a pessimist will.
Now, why do we say that? I get the idea that if you're optimistic, but does that mean you're less stressed in life? I don't know, because I think an optimist may be stressed too because they keep hoping that things will get better, and a pessimist might just be, you know, heck with it.
It's just an optimist, I think you're going to be generally healthier than a pessimist, maybe.
Well, this comes up to a study I brought up 2 days ago, and I do find this to be an interesting study, and I've talked to a few people about this, that when it comes to being happy in life, what scientists have found, and again, one of these billion-dollar studies, I'm sure, is that there are a lot of things that can affect it, but the biggest part of it is you're either born that way or you're not, that it starts at birth. Do you buy that?
No, I don't.
Really?
I think so much of it depends on your family and your upbringing. I mean, if you're brought up where, you know, maybe your parents aren't around, or you're, you know, constantly in fear of, you know, getting belted by your dad or something like that, yeah. What was the question?
Are you born happy? Is that right? Would that be a good... See, because I disagree, because I thought about this. I thought, okay, let's say you're born into a bad atmosphere. You're born into a bad life. Okay. Now, there are some people who will be born into that bad life, and they will use that to maybe turn to a life of crime or turn to a life of drugs or just be unhappy for the rest of their life. But then there are people who are born into a bad life, like a Dave Thomas, who was an orphan.
Yeah.
Harry Carey was an orphan. And they lived in orphanages until they were 18 years old, but they became huge successes. So where, for those people who were born into bad situations, did that happiness and that drive to go come from if it wasn't born in them?
Yeah.
Go ahead, caller.
It's alive, it's alive, it's Frankenstein.
That is Frankenstein. Absolutely. Now, did you ever really see Frankenstein? Because that's 1931. Are they still...
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
The original?
I watched that and The Wolfman. Oh, yeah. I was a big monster.
Those big horror picks. Yeah. Well, hey, thanks for calling.
Stole me to death as a kid. And
sounds...
I'm already in there, but... That's okay.
We'll get you in there again. Thanks.
All right.
You mentioned Frankenstein. Did you see the movie Young Frankenstein?
Oh yeah,
that's to me another one of those classics.
Written by Gene Wilder and Mel Brooks.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you can't get better than that. Those are two legends. Well, nobody's perfect, and we had a hint on it, but we still don't have the answer. And we'll see if it comes up here. Go ahead, caller.
Houston, we have a problem. Apollo 13.
Absolutely, Tom
Yay.
Hanks, legendary movie. Thank you. Gotcha, Sarah.
Thanks.
Bye. Yeah, Houston, we have a problem. Boy, that was used to market that movie heavily.
Mm.
So that was very popular, to be sure. Let's see what we have here. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, you were talking about pessimism and optimism and that.
Yes.
Here's one. Do you think that Mike Davis was abused as a child?
I don't know, but I don't know what putting him in jail for 30 years is going to do besides cost people a lot of money.
Well, he's going to get some jail time, but apparently since it's his first offense. But the interesting thing is, how can someone like that even function around Columbus? Who would rent to him, et cetera, you know?
But where are the people who sent him the pictures? Are they being prosecuted? Doesn't it take two to tango in this situation?
Well, rumor has it that the Jared guy from Subway, they were sharing pictures.
Well,
I don't know how true that is or not.
Yeah, it's a strange story to me, because this guy, because of his, you know, popularity, could face 30 years in the clink because of this. But somebody sent him the pictures, and I have not heard that that person has been arrested. They haven't been charged with anything. I mean, weren't they in possession of awful pictures too?
Well, they had to have been. But the interesting thing is, if what is accurate in the papers, he apparently did not send them himself. He just received them and downloaded them. And you would think that all of the years with child porn, et cetera, I mean, it would almost be impossible to get that stuff through the internet, you know?
It's very interesting. We'll see how it plays out here in the next few months.
So,
but hey,
pessimist, optimist, abused as a child.
You
Those
never know.
Questions.
Thank you.
Thanks.
You know, I don't know. That whole story is kind of awful.
Yeah.
Did he ever come up for Buckeye Chuck?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, really?
Old Charlie will tell that story.
Oh, he's got a Mike. He doesn't like Mike Davis.
No.
No. No. Charlie will be on here in about 25 minutes.
That's known in the business as a tease.
A tease. You and Charlie and the Mike Davis story.
Mm-hmm.
And all these years later, look what happened to him. Go ahead, caller.
Nobody's perfect. Some like it hot.
Some like it hot. And Marilyn Monroe was the legendary.
1959.
Some like it hot. You have got it. Thanks.
You're welcome.
That's a good movie.
I want to hear the story.
Oh, do you want to hear the story? Okay, how can I clean it up to where I can tell it?
No, I was just kind of joking with you.
No, I can probably tell it without, but it's more funny when you hear the word that I can't say.
Okay.
Okay, the movie's Tony Curtis, Jack Lemmon, and Marilyn Monroe. And apparently, the point of the movie, if you haven't seen it, is Jack Lemmon and Tony Curtis dress up like women in the movie. So I guess they're in the dressing room. This is Tony Curtis telling me this story. They're in the dressing room one day, the three of them, and the man who's fitting them for their dresses is doing all three of them, which is odd because you normally don't fit a man for a dress, but they're doing Jack Lemmon and Tony Curtis. So the guy's back there, and he's doing Marilyn and doing the measurements, and he's doing the measurements on Tony Curtis, and he's doing the measurements on Jack Lemmon. And he gets to Jack Lemmon's legs, and he turns back to Marilyn, and he says, "Hey, Marilyn, Jack Lemmon's got better legs than you do." And Marilyn, without skipping a beat, says, "But does he have something like these?"
Okay.
And you fill in the blank.
Okay.
And that was the story.
Okay.
So there you go. Go ahead, caller.
Yes, I wondered if you got the answer for if they build it, he will come.
We did get that one finally, but do you know what it is?
From the Field of Dreams movie.
I tell you what, we'll let you in anyway. What's your name?
Kendra Martin.
Kendra Martin. Well, I tell you, Kendra, stay with us today. We're going to make the drawing at 12:15, 12:30. Jeff will be along with us all morning, and Charlie will be doing this as well, so stay tuned for the next two solid hours.
Okay, and something on the movie. When we were out and visited the site, and they posted a lot of pictures of how they made the movie, and everything now is more digitally produced, but they actually had to have real corn. And they plowed it under and reseeded it and did it twice, and it still ended up to be too tall. So when they come out of the field, some of them are on boxes.
That's interesting. Oh. Hey, thank you. That's an interesting movie tidbit.
Yeah.
Hey, all right.
Thank you, caller. Bye-bye. Okay, I'm going to give three real quick, and this is probably all we're going to do in the next 8 minutes. Maybe we'll do, if we can get a few in at noon, we'll do it. But these are easy ones. You've got to ask yourself one question. Do you feel lucky? Well, do you, punk? What movie is that? You had me at hello. Now, that's a new one, but, well, fairly new. I guess it's not new anymore if I listen to Jeff in the 80s or old. You had me at hello. What movie is that? And here's an odd one, but here we go. One morning, I shot an elephant in my pajamas. How he got in my pajamas, I
never know.
You got it. Go ahead, caller.
Hello, Scott.
Oh, Martha.
Guess who's in my room?
An elephant.
Who's that, Martha?
Your grandpa is in my room listening to you.
Oh, well, yeah, I'm glad you guys are having a good morning.
Hey, in 1931, I was born, and I was named my first daughter Marilyn after Marilyn Monroe and Marilyn Meskey.
Oh, very nice, Martha. Hey, Martha, we got to run here. We're running out of time, but keep on listening.
I sure will, and have a blessed day, honey.
All right, thanks, Martha.
Legendary queen of dance for more than 70 years in Marion. Maybe 75 now, Martha Dowse Manasi. All right, what do we got here? We've got Do You Feel Lucky? Do You, Punk? You had me at hello. One morning, I shot an elephant in my pajamas. How he got in my pajamas, I'll never know. 740-383-9944. There's another icon in the community, Martha Dowse. Holy moly.
For sure.
Yeah. Where's the people who are going to take those positions? I'll never know. Go ahead, caller.
Magnum Force.
Magnum Force.
Do you feel lucky, punk?
No, it's not Magnum Force.
It wasn't?
No, that's a good guess, though. That is a good guess.
Mm-hmm. That was a good guess.
Yeah, thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye. That wasn't a bad guess. That was a good guess.
That was a good guess.
Yes. This is worded very strange. You know, when you read it, you've got to ask yourself one question. Do I feel lucky? Well, do you, punk? Is that the quote?
Yeah, I think that's the quote.
Why does he say, do I feel lucky? I don't understand that. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, would that be Dirty Harry?
That is Dirty Harry. You have got it. What's the name?
Linda Adkins.
Linda, thank you so much.
All right, thank you.
Linda's got it. It was Dirty Harry. So we've got two left here. You had me at hello, and the one morning I shot an elephant in my pajamas. What is that? 740-383-9944. 5 minutes left in this show today. But again, this whole drawing bit will continue for 2 hours of Charlie. We know Jeff will be here for the first hour, possibly the second hour, and then sticking around with us during the noon hour, which is going to be fun.
Yeah, he had the Clint Eastwood, you know, quotes and so forth. He has become just a terrific movie director.
Isn't he about 90?
He is, yeah, he is. But he's done some great movies the last few years.
Go ahead, caller.
You had me at hello. That's Jerry Maguire.
Now, that's another one of those... it's a chick flick. Does he say that to her, or does Renee Zellweger...
Renee Zellweger said it to him.
Oh, she says it to Tom Cruise.
Yes.
Oh, how nice.
Yes.
All right. Well, hey, thank you, Mary.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
That is a chick flick.
Yeah, but there was sports involved, so I never... Yeah, but I never really considered that necessarily a chick flick.
Jerry Maguire, you had me at hello. Isn't that in the ending? You had me at hello? Because don't they fight throughout the movie, Renee Zellweger and Tom Cruise?
No, they got along real well. Because she actually left her job to go with Jerry Maguire, and she kind of believed in Jerry Maguire.
And didn't Cuba Gooding Jr. get an Academy Award nomination out of that movie?
Might have.
I think he did. Well, Don Zimmer. Now, what are your memories of the late Don Zimmer?
Getting rolled.
Is that what you call that? He got rolled. I know he rolled down the mound, but I don't know if he got rolled.
It was Pedro Martinez, right?
Well, why would you hit an elderly man like that?
And that was what everybody was so upset about.
I mean, Don did charge him. He couldn't have got out of his way.
No, that wasn't really a fair fight. So, it's not like, I think it was Pedro Martinez. It's not like he decked the guy. He just kind of, stepped away and kind of threw him down a little bit.
But what happened that would cause a 90-year-old third base coach to just charge the mound?
Yeah.
What, you remember what perpetrated that?
I don't remember if it was somebody that got hit by a pit or a brushback pitch. I don't remember exactly what kind of set him off.
You don't whack Don Zimmer, though. That's not the way to do it. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, pajama deal at Animal crackers.
You have got. I have no idea. What are they saying there, Jeff? What is that about?
That was a Groucho Marx line.
Yeah.
Well, that movie was made in 1930, so it would have to be.
It was just a typical Groucho Marx line about, shot an elephant in my pajamas while he was doing pajamas. I'll never know.
Perfect. Thank you.
You're welcome.
I'll tell you what, I'm going to give you a quick one because we got 2 minutes left to go here, but, and this is not a quote. Kitty Carlisle did a movie with the Marx Brothers. Can anybody tell me what the title of that movie was? Famous Marx Brothers movie. 2 minutes. 740-383-9944. 740-383-9944. Kitty Carlisle did a movie with the Marx Brothers. What movie was that? Obviously, probably back in the 30s, because they all were.
I'm not sure you'll get an answer in that one.
Do you know
especially
that one?
No, I don't know that one.
Well, it's one of their more famous ones.
Okay.
Again, Jeff Ruth here with us all day today, and we are going to do the drawing for Panda Express around 12:15, 12:30. Charlie's going to continue on with what we've been doing, interspersed with conversation with Jeff, and that's how we're going to do it this morning. Do you ever miss being the host of the show, Jeff?
Not. I don't miss as much as I thought I might.
Now, like if I had to go somewhere one day, would you sit in?
If I could figure out the board,
this is simple.
Yeah.
You could figure this out.
I don't know.
This is difficult stuff. I'll give you 30 seconds, and I'll tell you what the movie is with Kitty Carlisle and the Marx Brothers. But we've done pretty well today on this trivia. We did about 25 quotes, and there are plenty more.
I was impressed.
Yeah, isn't this impressive?
Got a lot of good callers.
People listening. That's always a good thing. And the legend himself, Charlie Evers, the man. We always mention this on this weekend because of the names. Oh, maybe somebody got it. Maybe they know what movie Kitty Carlisle is in. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, Adam Sandler could really belt that one out.
He certainly, you got it. You know what
Night
it is.
Night at the Opera.
Night at the Opera.
Oh, okay.
You have it. Hey, thanks.
That's right.
The man who Buckeye Chuck is named for, who started it so many years ago, Charlie Evers, joining this group right around the corner.
Well, he comes in, he slams his notebook on the table.
Is there problems today, Charlie? are we gonna have problems today?
No.
Okay.
No? Okay. We'll be back. Jeff Ruth and Charlie Evers after the break.
Tuesday, I think it was.
Yeah.
Snooki was on, I guess.
Oh, she was?
Yeah. And
I was there.
One day this week, I think she was on. And she gave a quote to one of the internet sites that says the first time she was there, she really liked Whoopi Goldberg, and this is her quote, Snooki. The person who wasn't nice to me the first time on The View was Joy Behar. I was in the bathroom, and she goes, "Why are you pretending to be Italian? I don't get it." She was so nasty. Is that accurate?
Yeah.
Do you don't like Snooki, huh?
No, she's fine. Let her go and be well. But that show, I thought The Jersey Shore, was not a particularly positive depiction of Italian-Americans.
Did you feel like you were being inquisitive, or do you feel you were being nasty, as she says?
No, I was not being nasty. She's overly sensitive. No one ever says that about me. That's the first time I've ever heard any guest say that I was not friendly to them. I'm always nice to everybody.
What was it like to sit next to Dick Cheney?
Uncomfortable.
Do you like a Jeb Bush or a Christie as far as, is that good competition for her or tough?
I think she can beat the pants off of both of them. But, you know, I mean, when Ted Cruz announced, everybody, the Democrats were like, oh, bring it on, baby. It's been nice talking to you.
Thank you, Joy.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
This is a man who's had a long relationship with boxing. He is HBO boxing analyst Larry Merchant. Larry, how are you?
I'm good.
Say you will be rooting for Pacquiao. Who's going to win? We're far out and things can happen.